Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Having all the dreams in the world means nothing without taking the first step, but does that mean I have to give all I have left? I mean, what's left over from my depression is only failed attempts of changing the narrative of life's lessons. But my depression has always been my friend, though, telling me to lay low and move slow. Laying in bed all day, letting my thoughts beat me to the ground and wonder why I feel so low. My depression has always been there for me, to laugh at me in my times of need and telling me what I'll never be. My depression has always been the best teacher, never taking its own advice, but yelling at me like a condemning preacher. My depression taught me how to love, to neglect myself while I offer the world that could care less a hug, to fill their voids while I walk away from mine annoyed. Why am I like this, you ask? Some call me a lazy piece of trash, while others can't seem to grasp that I cling on to the dark sides of my past, because to me, those memories are the only ones that last. Depression is allowing self-sabotage to become my love language, and for pain to become my badge of honor, while playing victim sits passenger everywhere I try to drive away, trying to allow my mind the freedom it needs and the space to believe in its dreams. And the temporary fixes are exposed. Once the bandage falls off, the blood from them still dripping because of my lack of healing. And my depression makes me feel better by telling me that this is how it always be. This is my identity. And while I expect you to accept me, I'll continue to allow the bleeding to give me a reason to validate my story of why the issues were more of you and less of me. Because in my mind, it sets me free. But in reality, it helps me to be the victim in every story, wanting all the praise and all the glory, while I tell a story not asking for sympathy because I couldn't bear the thought of you feeling bad for me, but still wanting to be seen, heard, but never wanting to speak a word because my depression says that it's better left unsaid, unhealed, and left for dead. My depression said. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about my long-term relationship with depression. It's not funny. I know this is going to be like a really heavy topic for me, so I want to like keep it lighthearted or whatever, but I've struggled with depression since I was very, very young. I would say probably like 9 years old was when it started for me, and I also started drawing when I was 9 too, so that became one of my therapeutic outlets. And then also around the time when I was 13 is when I started writing poetry, and that was another outlet for me as well. So those things helped me to learn how to cope with my depression, but I didn't learn until I was older why I was depressed. So I've learned from my personal experiences that depression comes from worrying about the things that we can't change or control and the situations we can't change or control and how they affected us in the future, and kind of just having a lot of resentment towards those things, and then also falling into those habits that were originally caused by our depression in younger phases or earlier phases in our life. So an example of that would be, I might have dealt with situations as a kid where my feelings were invalidated a lot. So as an adult, my response would have been to, oh, brush it off, you'll be fine, you'll get over it, you'll get better, instead of treating myself the way that I should have been treated as a kid. And it's called reparenting yourself, but pretty much giving myself the necessary attention that I didn't give myself before. And then also, another example of depression, situation of depression that translates into adulthood would be just kind of falling into self-pity and just not feeling like you're worthy of anything, really. Like depression, whatever you feel like you should be thinking as a normal day-to-day, depression tells you the exact opposite. And that is definitely one of those of just feeling useless, worthless, why am I here, nobody loves me, nobody cares about me, I don't want to be here anymore. And then it just trickles into darker and darker things the more that you dwell in it. But that's also the point. Dwelling in it is not good at all, because that just prolongs the episode of depression. And depression does come in episodes, it comes in waves. I've had experiences where it was supposed to be one of the best and most exciting days of my life, and I felt like crap the whole day. And as much as I wanted to be happy, for some reason, I just couldn't. And it's not because I was telling myself that I couldn't, per se. It was just like this overwhelming feeling that I couldn't get rid of. But a coping mechanism that I've learned is to do the opposite of what I'm feeling. So if I don't want to clean, I clean. If I'm not hungry, I go get myself my favorite food. If I don't feel like being active, I'll go for a walk with my dogs. If I don't feel creative, I'll just sit there in front of my makeup stuff or in front of a drawing or something for me to write poetry on, just anything, and just pour my depression into my creativity and choosing to turn something negative into something positive. This morning when I woke up, I didn't really feel like doing anything. I was tired, and I don't really consider that just a depressive episode. I was just really tired. I've been doing a lot lately, but I just didn't really want to get out of bed eventually after me waking up and sitting there long enough. And I had to be like, no, we got to get up. Like, get up right now. We got stuff to do. I wasn't willing to wallow in it. And that is something that I had to learn, is yes, it's going to happen, but how do you respond to it? How do you react to it? And that's really going to determine how much it affects you. Depression is very misunderstood. It's even misunderstood by the people that deal with it. So explaining it to someone else is very hard. But it's also doesn't have to be a bad thing per se. Like, it's never going to, it's gonna be whatever you allow it to be. But to my poem, or with my poem, I wrote, what's left over from my depression is failed attempts of changing the narrative of life's lessons. And I wrote that because it's true. I feel like with my depression, it goes back to what I was saying before. I wanted to change a lot of those situations that I couldn't control, but I didn't need to think about it like that. If I didn't go through those things, I don't know who I would be. I don't know if I would have the same amount of strength that I have today to be able to deal with regular stuff that I deal with, or even the hard stuff that I deal with. So I had to change the way that I looked at that. And then also, laying in bed all day, letting my thoughts beat me to the ground and wonder why I feel so low. And I said, I'm letting my thoughts beat me. You're allowing those things to affect you. Even if you don't believe, like, I've been depressed, I have a depressed episode that was so bad to the point where it didn't matter what anybody said to me. Mentally, the negativity was the loudest. And it does get like that to the point where whenever you're depressed, all you hear is negativity. All you see is negativity. Or you become very pessimistic as well. But it is about what you allow, and it's also about training your mind to think differently from what you've always thought, and pretty much telling yourself that, hey, this might have been your default setting, but that doesn't make it right. That doesn't mean that there aren't better ways of coping with it or dealing with it. I also wrote in here that depression taught me how to love, because it made me think that neglecting myself and my emotions was love, because that's what I was taught as a kid. My feelings and my opinions were always neglected and invalidated, and a lot of what we deal with as a kid affects us so much as an adult. So that was my love language, to neglect myself. But I would always overdo it for other people, because it was a part of codependency I learned in childhood as well. If I bend over backwards for you, you love me. And if I do whatever you want me to, maybe I'll get some affection from it. Like, it's super sad hearing myself say these things, but that's really what it was as a kid for me. And as an adult, I had to, like I said, repair myself and give myself what I needed before I gave it to anyone else. And that also is going to help me in future relationships and friendships to be able to show up for other people in a better way as well. And depression has also made me feel like it was a part of my identity and not just something that I'm dealing with. So an example of that would be depression. I am a depressed person, instead of I'm dealing with depression. Depression isn't something that should be a part of your identity. It should be a part of something that you might be dealing with in a certain period of time in your life. And it's also, we have a lot more control over these things than we give ourselves credit for. But if we don't believe that we do, then we're not going to accomplish anything, and we're not going to move out of those spaces that don't serve us. So another part of my poem was, I'll continue to allow the bleeding to give me a reason to validate my story from lack of healing, pretty much. So if I still have my scar, I still have proof that this happened to me versus my words being enough, which, why do you feel like you have something to prove in the first place? Your life experience is your life experience. It happened to you. You don't owe anybody an explanation. And you giving somebody an explanation isn't going to help you to get the validation that you might want. It may or may not, but you shouldn't have expectations on that, because we're human and we're going to disappoint. It's a part of the process and the experience that we go through. Depression has also caused me to self-sabotage in a lot of ways in the past, because I didn't feel like I deserved better. Like I said before, the negative thought processes. I didn't believe that I deserved better, and I didn't believe that anyone could give me those things because I wasn't giving them to myself. It all starts with you and what you want in your life. If you have dreams, like I wrote in here, about having all the dreams in the world means nothing without taking the first step. And that's so true, because I had a million and one dreams of stuff that I wanted to accomplish. And it wasn't until within the past year or so, I actually started to put those dreams into place. It took me a while to even realize what those dreams were, which, I mean, those things do take time, but if I'm not even taking the steps to help myself to figure that out, then I can't get mad at myself if I'm 78 years old talking about shoulda, coulda, woulda, and what ifs that, and I used to be instead of I am, and letting those things be my identity versus the negative things. Another part of the poem was, some people call me a piece of trash while others can't seem to grasp that I cling on to the dark sides of my past, because to me those memories are the only ones that last. That's all about negative viewpoints and pessimism at its finest. I did not want to hear anything happy. I did not want to see anything happy or anybody happy. If I'm not happy, the world doesn't need to be happy. And it's like, what? No, ma'am. You, first of all, you're choosing to be there. Second of all, the world does not revolve around your sadness. Like, yeah, you're not gonna always be happy, but it's also the fact of, if you're not willing to help yourself, nobody's gonna wanna help you. It starts with you and what you believe that you deserve, and not settling for less than what you deserve. That's one of the benefits that I've found of spending time alone, is noticing myself, noticing my habits and my cycles and my triggers, and working through those things. I'm constantly going through my day and getting home and self-reflecting, or just constantly self-reflecting throughout the day on situations or things that I've said or how I could do things differently. And even though I've acknowledged those things, it's not always easy to adjust them right away. It does take time to do that. Oh, another part is, I tell my story not asking for sympathy because I couldn't bear the thought of you feeling bad for me, but still wanting to be seen and heard. So depression kept me in shadows a lot. of me not wanting to be seen or heard or talked to, but at the same time still wanting people to come talk to me. And it's like, okay, bro, like, you're contradicting yourself. You gotta do better with that. And I have, as far as realizing that whatever you are looking for comes from what you are not giving yourself. Like I said before, everything starts with you. So if you're looking for validation, why not validate yourself? And then other people will do it too. Well, they'll join in on being there for you, not necessarily giving you their validation to lean on. But also it says depression says that it's better left unsaid, unhealed, and left for dead. So depression will tell you that being healed is perfectly fine. It'll tell you that your voice doesn't matter. It'll tell you that you should just die, like, essentially just get it over with if that's what you want to do. And that's really messed up, and I'm not saying that anyone should do that. There's other outlets, and there's always someone that is willing to listen to you regardless of if you feel like they do want to listen or not. But also, depression will get you to dark places if you allow it to. And there is help out there for people that are dealing with it. I didn't believe that anybody wanted to hear what I had to say, or that what I had to say was important, until excuse me, until I got older. And even with that, I wasn't even listening to myself and what I needed or what I could do better for myself. And once I started paying more attention to that and growing in that, I stopped looking outward as much. Looking outward is good to a certain extent, but during periods of depression, there's times where I've dealt with comparing myself, which put me in a deeper depression, comparing myself to other people and what they have versus what I don't have, instead of capitalizing on what I do have and what I can bring to the table. I might not have everything that they have, but they have something that I don't, and I have something that they don't. And that's what makes us all special. We are all special in our own way. Otherwise, we would have been born looking the same, talking the same, walking the same, have all the same talents, everything. We're meant to be different. We just have to find our place in life and create home within ourselves so that everywhere we go is home. But that is all for today. Oh, so I felt like I was a rapper the other day, right? And I'm going to insert a poem that was supposed to be about this episode, but it turned into a rap, and I'm going to insert it at the end. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it, and remember to keep your head up. You can control a lot more than you think that you can. You just have to have faith in yourself and your abilities. And anytime you feel like something is beating you down or you don't want to do something, you combat that with something beautiful, as far as creating something beautiful from it, or just finding what makes you happy and doing that. Even if you don't feel like it, it's a constant fight with depression, but it gets easier. I hope you have a wonderful day and keep your head up. Bye. weed and depression. Blowing smoke in every direction, decompressing during the smoke session, reflecting on past lessons. Wait, why was I stressing? Stressful conversations about lack of congratulations of, oh, you made it. Wait, spark it back up. Moving through flows like a Mack truck, even when I used to believe I had bad luck. Bad things led me to backwoods and smoking trees. Trust and believe that green keeps me leaning in the right direction of self-reflection. Wait, let's have another smoke session. Looking at blunts like a blessing.